Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak, learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored Lili Nishmas, Getzel ben Yecheskel Mendel, and also Moshe Yisrael ben Mordechai. And we are in Mesechta Pesachim. We're in the second parak Mishnayos, Beis and Gimel. Chamitz shel Nachri Shavar Laba Pesach. What if you have a situation where you have the chamitz of a non-Jew that during Pesach? So mutar ba'ana, you're allowed to have hanah from it after Pesach. Bishal Yisrael, but if you have chametz that was owned by a Jew over Pesach, asa b'hanah, you can't have benefit from it even after Pesach. Shenemar lo yira'e l'chasa'or, because the pasuk says you shall not have any chametz in over Pesach; it shouldn't be seen to you. And since the Torah says you can't have it in your possession over Pesach, the Chachamim came along and instituted a punishment from anybody who has any hanah after Pesach as well. In that situation, the Mishnah continues: Navi Nachri Shehovas Yisrael Al Chemto Achar Pesach Mutar Bana. If you have a non-Jew who lent money to a Jew before Pesach, assuming that the Jew's chametz was going to be the mashko and was going to be the collateral, and so Achar Pesach Mutar Bana, when the Jew doesn't pay up, then retroactively it belonged to a goy over Pesach, and so therefore, what happens? Therefore, it would be allowed, you'd allowed to have benefit from it after Pesach. But Yisrael shel bes anachri alchemto achar Pesach osar bana. When you have Yisrael lent money to a Jew, to a non-Jew after Pesach, using the non-Jew's chametz as the collateral, so after Pesach, you can't have benefit from it because retroactively it belonged to a Jew. So, therefore, that is the halacha. Chametz nafla la mapolas, an unrelated issue. The Mishnah concludes with is that when you have chametz which had a building collapse over it and it's buried under rubble, areyukim mevuar, we treat it as though it was destroyed. He doesn't have to dig out the chametz and destroy it. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel explains this to mean kol she'ein hakel b'yachol l'chapi sacharav. When we say that the chametz is considered destroyed, that's assuming a dog can't smell it, and so therefore can't come ahead, dig it up, and pull it out. If that would be able to be done, so then of course the person would have the same responsibility as the dog. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.